TRIO is sponsored through the U.S. Department of Education Federal TRIO programs, and it works with students, low-income or first-generation students, from grade 6 all the way up to adults, because there are various programs under TRIO. Because when people hear the word TRIO, they automatically think of 3. However, there are 7 TRIO programs under TRIO. At Murray State University, we have a student support services program which works with college students to help them while they're in college with tutoring, a financial aid assistance, registering for their classes. They offer scholarships. So, and they work with students that are considered low income or first generation, which means that neither of their parents graduated with a 4-year degree from a college or university. We also have an Up or Down Math and Science program, which is another TRIO program, which works with high school students in grades 9 through 12. And we work with students who are interested in going into careers in the STEM field, and they also have that criteria, low income or first generation. And so we encourage them, while they're in high school, to finish high school. We help them with, you know, just every aspect of their education while they're in high school, from registering for their classes to tutoring, mentoring, cultural trips and events. And we have a summer program, enrichment program, where they come and take classes in the summer with our math and science program. We also have a talent search program here at Murray State, which is another TRIO program, and it works with 6th graders through seniors in high school. And it can serve adults as well. And we work with them while they're in high school, enriching their high school experience with tutoring, mentoring, assisting the guidance counselor with scheduling of classes and helping them with doing workshops on financial aid, test taking, you know, anything to be successful in high school, as well as doing college tours for talent search. We also have an educational opportunity center on campus, which works with adult students to help them, if they dropped out of high school, to get to, you know, obtain a GED or to finish their high school diploma. For those who have graduated from high school and want to go on to college, we help them to get enrolled in post-secondary education, because that's the ultimate goal of the Educational Opportunity Center, is to get students into a career path so that they can graduate, whether it's with a 2-year degree or a 4-year degree, and have a career. We also have a McNair program, which works with college students in getting them into graduate programs. And those are the TRIO programs we have on campus. The ones that we don't have are Upward Bound Regular, which works with high school students in high school, similar to the math and science program, but it's just not focusing on math and science. And we don't have the Veterans Upward Bound program, which works with veterans to help them get back into school and post-secondary education to complete their education or things that they need to be successful. So those are the TRIO programs that are there, the national programs, and we have all of them but 2. So, you know, we're doing pretty good in our area to be able to serve the students and the adults in our region.
How long has Kentucky TRIO Day been in existence?
TRIO Day is a national celebration, and it started in 1986, actually, when Congress passed a resolution designating the last Saturday of each February as National TRIO Day. And this is a national day of service. It's a time when the nation, we ask that people focus attention on the needs of disadvantaged young people and adults. And, you know, it's nationally, so it's not just in Kentucky, so this is across the whole nation. So every state is celebrating National TRIO Day. And everybody does it during different times, but the last Saturday in February is the designated day, and there was a resolution passed for that. And we are hosting this year's statewide TRIO Day celebration. Each individual school that has a TRIO program will have their own, you know, TRIO Day celebration. We always have a reception in honor of TRIO Day on our campus, and we're still going to have that in addition to this huge celebration that we're the host this year, Murray State University, for the entire state. So we're expecting about 500 individuals from chaperones and students from the various programs to come and celebrate with us this weekend. So we're looking forward to that, and that's what we're gearing up for.
How many times has Murray State hosted TRIO Day in the past?
This will be our second time ever hosting TRIO Day, and I think this might be one of the biggest TRIO Days that we've had in the state. So we're really excited because the students will come and not just, you know, learn more about TRIO and get, you know, pumped up about that, but that we're having academic competitions for the students in the various programs. So they have an opportunity to meet other students from across the state, compete for prizes, and opportunities to go even further and compete against other regions. So if they win here, they'll go and compete against people in our southern region for the competition. So it's a big day of celebration and, you know, also competitions and education, because we have workshops and college tours, you know, that'll be going on while they're here. We have speakers. For example, Dr. Anton Reese, who's the president of WKCTC in Paducah, he's going to be our keynote speaker. And we also have State Representative Kenny Ames that will be here to bring greetings, as well as our president, Dr. Davies, will be here on hand to bring greetings to all the participants. One of the things that we are going to be doing, we're going to have a community service project. Since we're bringing everybody in from the states, we're having a service project in conjunction with Trio Day, and we're encouraging the students and the programs to bring items to donate that we're going to give to charitable organizations in our community. And we have a list of those items. And so if anyone in the listening audience wants to participate in the service project, that would be great. Or if they want to come, I mean, Trio Day is free. It's open to everyone. I mean, of course, if they want to eat lunch, they have to pay for that, but that's fine. But they can come and attend the workshops, meet the students, see what's going on, and it would be great if they want to participate in a service project. And we have a list of items that were asked to be donated, such as food items that are going to go to the food pantry that we have on campus for our college students, and for, I think, Needline or another organization. So we're looking for, like, you know, fruit cups, oatmeal, ramen noodle soup, things, you know, college students would eat. And there are other items such as stuffed teddy bears, soft blankets, books for ages 3 through 16, colored shoestrings, and one-yard lengths of printed fabric. So those are the items that we're collecting, and the food items, and then those other items for our community service project to be donated once everyone leaves our part of the state. So there'll be an impact to help our community as well from people that are getting served by TRIO.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on being the host campus for Kentucky TRIO Day this year.
Well, thank you very much. We're excited, and we're gearing up for it and looking forward to seeing all of these wonderful students on campus, as well as the chaperones that are bringing them.